This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
It's the Adam Gold Show, where nobody makes $125 million a year.
That's not what I was told.
Okay, good. I hope you do.
Me too.
I hope you do. My gosh. Still longing for the days where the Saudi royal family gets involved in sports radio. That's our out. That's our out, Dennis.
I can be bought.
Wow. It's the Adam Gold Show. We're on television. We're on radio. You can listen to us all across the state. You can watch us on WREL Sports Plus on Fire, Roku, Android, Apple TVs. You can also watch us on Spectrum Cable if you are in the Raleigh area, channel 1257, on an antenna 34.1. We're all over the place. We're global. If you have a Fire TV in I don't know, Nepal.
Yeah.
Right?
Go for it.
You can watch us in Nepal. Of course, it's really, really late. I don't know what time it is in Nepal. Nobody cares. All right, we got a lot of things to do. It was when I sat down this morning to kind of jot down, oh, these are the topics we're going to discuss. I had like two or three. And then from the time I got here at about 9:45 until now, we got like four others. So we got to get busy, Dennis. So. So, Trevor Keel staying in the NBA draft. Just real quick, this is kind of a lead up to this. Trevor Keel staying in the NBA draft. Drew Timmy coming back to Gonzaga, one of the top.
Come on, Duke.
There you go. A day after Terquavion Smith also announced that he was returning to NC State. But if you think it's time to start feeling good about Wolfpack athletics.
Gallo to the plate. This ball is all the way gone on the first pitch. A three home run night. Tommy White, the NC State home run king. 26 on the season. It's still counting.
All right. What a five-day stretch for NC State baseball.
Oh, man.
Right? You get to the ACC championship game with three impressive wins. You lose to UNC, which is painful, you know, just on its own. But we're still confident that an NCAA bid is coming, especially in light of what happened last year. The fact they play in the leagues, in the country's best league. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could make an argument, I guess, for the SEC, fine, but it's either one or two, and they're probably both 1A and 1B. And you have the most explosive offensive force in the country in freshman home run king Tommy White. You get inexplicably screwed out of a bid Monday. And today it was announced that Tommy White has entered the transfer portal. If you're a fan of NC State baseball, take the rest of the day off. Just take the rest of the day off. I don't even know where to begin with this. Mm-hmm. Is this an NIL deal? Might be. Is it a tampering deal? Probably.
Could be.
Probably is a tampering deal.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these things are tampering deals. Does he just want to go back to Florida? That could also be the case. He is a Florida kid, right? Mm-hmm. Did he hate being a DH? He might have. But that was really at the end of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, for the lion's share of the season, he was either playing first, they moved him to third. And I think ultimately, Elliott Avent decided that they were better with Gino Groover at first and Peyton Green at third. Josh Hood had moved to short. I don't know. Tommy White can play both. Tommy White can just flat out rake. This is a terrible, terrible blow to NC State's program. But for those people who insist that this is an NIL deal, and you might be right, mm-hmm. We went through this when Jordan Addison, the wide receiver at Pitt, an All-American, when he announced that he was entering the transfer portal. I mean, think about it. For Addison, no offense to Pitt, and you can put up great numbers at Pitt, but where can you put up greater numbers than playing for Lincoln Riley at Southern Cal mm-hmm. with Caleb Williams as your quarterback? I mean, when that was announced, the anti-NIL crowd lost their minds. And I'm like, why don't we wait and see where he ends up? Now, if he ends up at a place like, we'll just say Tennessee, which was a rumor, well, then you could probably say that that's an NIL problem or, you know, reason, not a problem. Because mm-hmm. I don't find the NIL as a problem at all. I'm sorry. I know how a lot of people process this. I process it differently. I think there's just going to be an adjustment period, and the players should be able to take advantage of every avenue in the system, legally within the system. And Tennessee has done remarkable things in NIL and the collective and all of that. Tremendous. Way better than the program would allow. Mm-hmm. But he's going out to play at Southern Cal for one of the best quarterbacks in the country, for one of the best offensive coaches in the country. I don't see this as anything other than this is how I am going to be a top 10 NFL draft pick.
Yep.
That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, and there could be an NIL component there.
Yeah, boost your profile.
And there could be a tampering component there.
It's also maybe like, well, a first-round quarterback that I've been playing with is no longer there. Let me go somewhere else.
But they got a transfer from Southern Cal, Keenan Slovis. The quarterback, who's very handsome also. I remember him from Southern Cal.
Yeah.
Very, very handsome. Not quite as handsome as Kenny Pickett.
No.
Because I don't believe anybody is as handsome as Kenny Pickett. Anyway, he came to Pitt. Because I made the joke. I'm like, where did, you know, you're going out there to play for with Keenan Slovis? I had forgotten the Caleb Williams. As it turns out, Slovis is at Pitt, which is interesting. Anyway, so a tough, tough bit of news for NC State baseball. I mean, Tommy White was an absolute show. Mm-hmm. Every single time he came to the plate, an absolute show. Look, I don't want to take anything away from a guy like Vance Honeycutt down the road at UNC, who had a phenomenal year and is that rare combination of speed, power, athleticism that you don't see enough in Major League Baseball, but I will say yes. In baseball, period. We don't see enough of the fast twitch athletes playing baseball. So, great player down at UNC, and he's in action tomorrow. But man, Tommy White, to watch him do his thing at the plate, gosh. And look, I don't know where he's going to go. I don't know if he's going to go to, like, people are already speculating. Could go to Florida State.
He could still stay. Just because you go in the portal doesn't mean you have to leave.
Yeah, I don't think he's staying.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just trying to give the State fans a little glimmer of hope.
I don't think he's staying.
I was trying to give him a little glimmer of hope. Do you have to play sad breakup songs again today?
No, don't.
Why not?
Don't do that.
Okay.
There's got to be happier news. Adam Gold in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We are talking retirement. Coach, how does longevity risk figure into our retirement and income plan?
This is the best of times and the worst of times, Adam. The longevity risk means we're going to live too long. But to me, every day I live is not too long.
Right, absolutely.
Good. So we want our money to outlive us. And unfortunately, many people have seen, you out there listening, maybe one of them, your money is not designed to outlive you. You might outlive your money, and that's not what we want to have happen. Because when we get to that day after you run out of money, it's not going to be a fun time. So let's design a plan that guarantees you'll never run out of money. We call it the GPI plan, Growth Protection Lifetime Income. For the next 10 people, this is a golden ticket, Adam. $1,000 value, we're going to do it at no cost or obligation.
And all you have to do is call. We make it so easy. Would you like financial independence into your retirement and beyond it?
800-661-7383. That golden ticket is a $1,000 value, or you could text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuda.
All right, so let's move on to that. Hey, let's stay with more. Well, this is not upsetting news. I think this is more eye-opening news. Superb story in The Athletic today. Somewhat disturbing, but superb. Joe Person, who covers the Panthers. So, David Tepper's real estate company that was, I'm almost certain, created to manage the training facility that was being built in Rock Hill, South Carolina, filed for bankruptcy. Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Interesting.
Yes, it is interesting. And basically, Tepper, you know, released a statement saying that we're doing this to protect the legitimate, his legitimate creditors. Okay. So here's why you file for Chapter 11 protection. Because there are, you believe that there are people who don't have a claim to your money. Now, this is not David Tepper's money personally, although he did put, whether it's personally or one of his companies, I think it was one of his companies, put $20 million into the real estate arm to pay creditors. But there are creditors who are owed in excess of $20 million that are in dispute. I do remember one of the things that David Tepper, when David Tepper was becoming, not yet, you know, risen to the position, but when he was becoming the owner of the Carolina Panthers, one of the things that was highlighted, and I don't know why, but it was his criticism of, I believe it was not, was it former? Was Donald Trump already the president? I'm not sure of the timeline, but I believe that Tepper was critical of, I believe it was during the campaign.
Yeah.
And why he was against the 45th president becoming president. And he basically called him a fraud and a cheat and a liar. Because in many ways, Donald Trump in his past refused to pay legitimate creditors. I mean, this is all documented, and nobody's going to dispute the veracity of this. So explain to me the difference.
Yeah.
This is all disturbing stuff, and it's really going after the people of Rock Hill.
Yeah, that's really what it
is. And that whole development, they accuse them of essentially going back on their promise. The people that we have talked to, whether it's in the media or the elected officials in Rock Hill, say, no, we presented several other options to get to where we needed to be, and they were all turned down. It almost feels like, maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. I don't know enough about it to be over-the-top critical of David Tepper, but it's just all a terrible look. And I don't think he is doing himself any favors.
No.
In the city of Charlotte and the surrounding communities. So, as it was pointed out to me today, it's just another example of David Tepper not being able to read the room. So, it takes a while to learn how to be an owner, just as it takes a while to learn how to be a quarterback in the NFL. David Tepper is on the learning curve. We just don't know where. We don't know when he's going to get it, but this is all disturbing. They just fired the head coach of the soccer team.
Yeah.
I just, for no reason.
Yeah, your first year, like, was he really that terrible that you had to fire him?
He did make the mistake of saying before the season, I wish they had given me the players I wanted.
Well, there's that.
He criticized his own roster, but you would have fired him then, not after, what have they played, 12 games?
At least.
Whatever they played. I mean, they're doing okay. They're not great. They're not going to make the playoffs in MLS, but they're not an embarrassment. I keep seeing them on the goals of the week in Major League Soccer.
Are they giving them up?
No.
Scoring them.
Scoring them.
Good for them.
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19th, 2006. But it all started May 6th, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th anniversary wherever you get your podcast.
All right, let's get to a couple of other things. How about the Rangers? Oh my! Do we have Mika Zibanejad scoring a goal?
Yeah, we do.
Let's hear
Zibanejad back to Fox, right side of Panarin. Quick movement, shot, score!
Wow!
Mika Zibanejad, it's a power play goal.
Oh, Rangers power play goal. Who would have thunk it?
He had a hat trick last night, didn't he?
Probably.
Didn't Zibanejad have a hat trick? Look, Rangers won. Tell me if you've heard this score before. 6-2.
God. Oh, I didn't realize that until you just said it.
They win 6-2. So that made that obviously made ESPN very happy. Here's the thing about the game one. And I realize that there are many people who, oh my gosh, the Rangers are amazing. They're going to beat the Lightning. They might beat the Lightning. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they won't. They're really good. I push back on the Rangers weren't that good. Carolina let them off the hook. Look, Carolina could have won the series. Probably should have won game 3, 4, or 6 based on the way they played, the chances they had. They were a little messy, but they had more chances to score than the Rangers. Rangers just did more with them. And, of course, they had arguably the best player in the series in Igor Shesterkin. But I would point out that the Tampa Bay Lightning have been doing nothing for 9 days.
Yeah.
And that matters. Sitting around for 9 days while the other teams play every other day and stay in a rhythm. Nobody is beat up. Nobody's played 3 games in 4 nights. Right? The travel has not been daunting between New York and Raleigh, North Carolina. So it wasn't like the Rangers came in exhausted, not to mention game 7 was kind of over in the second period.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not surprised the Rangers won game 1.
Yeah, they're at home.
Right. I'm also not surprised that they allowed Andrei Vasilevsky to play the entire game. He wasn't great, but he needed to play, and all those guys needed to play. The Rangers may very well come out and win game 2, and they might win it by the same score. But this series is far from over. I will trust the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions and the best goalie on earth in Andrei Vasilevsky. They're not a complete team, still missing Braden Point and whatnot, but they're more than good enough to beat the Rangers, and it is just one game. I do remember Carolina winning games 1 and 2 over the Rangers. And people think, oh my gosh, Carolina's clearly better. They might have been. I mean, they might have been clearly better in game 3, just didn't win it. Anyway, it's, man, it's just one game. Still got to win. Still got to win 3 more. All right, to the pitch.
Listen to the middle. Brought down beautifully. Then the check. Then the layoff. Then the goal. Aronson's name on it. Pulisic all over it.
United States wins 3-0 over Morocco. It was a friendly, and you could say that it's just Morocco. But top 25 FIFA ranked team,
mm-hmm.
Already World Cup qualified. I think had lost once in its last 34 matches, if I recall John Champion, who was the play-by-play voice there on ESPN. I think he said that during the match. And hadn't lost in like 18 months and had only lost once in their last 34 matches. It was some ridiculous unbeaten streak. The U.S. was also without three of their first-choice players. No Serginho Dest, no Miles Robinson, a center back who will almost definitely not be in the World Cup due to an Achilles injury. Weston McKennie, although he did come on late in the match in the 72nd minute, he's just working his way back from an injury, so he wasn't going to start the game. They really just wanted to get him about 20 minutes. He played about 23 or 24 minutes. But a 3-0 win is still impressive, especially early, as they really did control play. It was there was a lot of really good things. That setup from Christian Pulisic was tremendous. Mm-hmm. In essentially a long ball over the top that Pulisic chased down like a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Think about a wide receiver going for a deep pass and looking back over his shoulder. That's what Pulisic did, and he settled the ball. He almost caught it on his foot.
With one touch, yeah.
He almost caught it on his foot. It settled so beautifully. He made a couple of moves. He took it out a little bit wider and then stopped and served it across to Brandon Aaronson, who was very impressive last night. He finishes it for 1-0. The Tim Weah goal late in the first half was that goal can't be allowed if you're Morocco. Your keeper must stop that. But regardless, good strike, all of that. And then Pulisic gets fouled in the box late in the second half. And Haji Wright, who's been playing in Turkey, is like had 9 goals in his last 10 matches in the Turkish Elite League or whatever they call it. And Pulisic put him on the spot. He gave him the shot, and Wright finished it. And apparently they were teammates back when they were U-17 playing in the United States. So they have a history together and a friendship, so it was cool to see that. But this is a good U.S. team. I don't know how good, right? But it's a really good U.S. team. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you are a fan of if you want to see the U.S. do well in the World Cup, this is a side that should get out of the group. England, by the way, Ukraine did beat Scotland yesterday. Ukraine and Wales on Sunday, and the winner of that match will play the United States in the U.S.'s first match.
Okay.
So it could be Ukraine, could be Wales, one of the two. Gareth Bales, I believe, still plays nationally for Wales. So you'll see, the U.S. should get out of the group. Iran is the other team in there along with England. But I think it's a team that could get to the quarterfinals. I mean, I think they could win their round of 16 match. They're good enough to win.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't going to be guaranteed, and they're probably not going to be a favorite, but they're good enough to win. And they have a lot of options in the middle of the field and even up front. And if Christian Pulisic can play at his best level, then they have a legit chance. So it's fun. It's fun to see this. All right, one more thing. Excuse me. Oh, man, and we're going to talk about this with Rex Hoggard in a little bit. The Greg Norman Revenge Tour, if you heard it in the very beginning, they offered, the rumor is that Dustin Johnson is getting a $125 million contract. Has not yet been confirmed, but kind of heard those rumors before all of this, so I'm not surprised. I won't be surprised if that's a number. But if you have a $125 million contract, you're playing all 8. You're not just playing one. You're going to play all 8. What does the PGA Tour do?
Yeah.
What is the response? Yesterday, the tour said, essentially, if you play that tour, you will face discipline. And and I believe the initial reaction was, you won't play both tours. You will choose that tour or this tour. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's what the PGA Tour must do. Their only option is to say, if you play there, you can't play here. And I believe it should be for anybody that plays even one. If the PGA Tour is not hardline, I think they're in trouble. I also think they need help from the Masters. And I expect Fred Ridley to speak after tee shots are hit next week in London. But I believe they need help from the Masters in this regard, because the money is too steep. As we said yesterday, the money is endless. $125 million is nothing to the Saudi royal family. Nothing. The fund bankrolling this tour has $500 billion in it. $125 million for Dustin Johnson. $75 million is the rumor for Louis Oosthuizen, who's the second highest ranked player in the world in this tour. DJ is 13th. Oosthuizen is 20th. The money is too great. Combined, that's $200 million. So there's only $499,800,000,000 left.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. That's it.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.